love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, and I'm your Walk the Talk host, Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen.
If you know you should be creating content for your business, but you're not entirely sure what kind of content you need to be creating, then today's episode is for you. Hello there, Joe here. Welcome to another episode of Make It Happen Monday, the show you want to be watching and listening to if you want to build a business from anywhere in the world. And today I am coming at you from Maui in Hawaii. Oh yes, it is absolutely beautiful here. So today's episode is in response to a question from the lovely Helen from Your Lifestyle Business Community. She said, hey Joe, what advice have you got for service-based businesses? I do email marketing for small businesses. What kind of content should I be creating for them? It's a great question, Helen, but to be honest with you, it does not matter what business you're in, what niche you're in, or who your target market is. I have got 7 top tips for you to be able to create an endless supply of content ideas. So get your notepads at the ready, start scribbling, here they are. So tip number one is head to Quora.com, Quora.com. This is the internet's biggest Q&A site, and these are real questions asked by real people looking for real answers. So if you come into the search bar, put in your search term and click go, then you are just going to have a whole host of questions that are going to act as inspiration for your content. So you're literally just going to go through and look for things that are relevant to you. So how do I make my emails look good? That could be a post about email templates. How to make emails look really good on mobile, how they look on desktop, how to ensure they look really good for conversion, for people to click through, all of that kind of stuff. You can keep going through, and here we've got, why does engagement matter on social media? Well, why not talk about engagement in email marketing? How to get people to engage with your emails, what you need to do to ensure that people will open your emails, click on your emails, respond to your emails. And you're just going to get all sorts of things in here by looking through the questions. What's automated? How do you do autoresponder campaigns? How do you set up complete campaigns that run with you not having to go in each day or week and do a new email? So there's all sorts of things in here that are really going to help with your inspiration for all of your content, whether it be blog posts, video, podcasts, etc. So tip number two, go and look for interest groups on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever social media site you frequent. And go and find people that have gathered together to talk about the specific subject matter that you want to cover. So I've typed in email marketing as per Helen's question and example. And there are all these groups here. Look, very active groups, 10 plus posts a day, etc. And we've got 17,000 members, 25,000 members, a couple of thousand members, 10,000 members. And you can guarantee that there will be lots and lots of questions and answers going on in these groups. So you can really see what people are looking for. What do they really want to know? This is going to give you so many ideas for content that you can create that is going to solve their problems or educate them in some way and answer their questions. Tip number three, head to YouTube. I love a bit of YouTube. It's the second biggest search engine in the world, so it's going to give you some really good ideas of what's super popular and what people are searching for. So if you put in your key term up here, again using Helen's example, and have a look at the titles and see what are other people creating. You can even watch the videos and get some ideas from their actual content as well. And you can make it very personal to you and your target market. So for instance, Helen was, I do email marketing for small businesses. So this could be best email marketing software for small businesses. Small business email marketing strategies. Tutorials for small businesses, yeah? How to build an email list fast for your small business. So whatever niche or target market you're in, you can take these ideas and you can use them and make them very relevant and personal to your specific target market. Tip number four, very much like YouTube, do exactly the same with Google. Google is your friend. You can type in your search term. You can even go, you know, email marketing strategies, for instance. Let's get some longer tail keywords in there and go through and have a look. What are other people writing and how can I use this as inspiration? Now, Don't be a copycat. You don't just go and regurgitate what somebody else has created and copy what they're doing. You must leverage your own uniqueness when creating your content, but you can completely use this as inspiration. So you could take a blog post, 5 email marketing strategies to try in 2020, for instance, because we're heading into to the back end of 2019 now, for small businesses, and you could turn that into a podcast or a video and do something very unique that's specifically relevant to you and your target market. So we're using this stuff just as inspiration for us to create this bucket of content ideas. Tip number 5 is to get inspiration from collaborator or competitor sites. So you can go through Google and you can go looking for the different sites, websites, blogs, etc., within your niche. And you can go and have a look and see what kind of content are they creating. More importantly, when you log into their blogs or sites, you can go and have a look and see what are people asking, what are the comments, what are people looking for on some of the content that they have created. You can do the same with YouTube, by the way. Go and have a look at the comments as well. What are people asking? Where are people confused? How can you get in there and help? And not just blogs and websites either. You can go into Instagram, for instance, and probably Pinterest and other social media sites, type in your key word and go and have a look and see what content is popular. What are other people creating? How can I get some inspiration and ideas from other content that people are creating within my niche and my target market? Another great source of inspiration are podcasts. Come into iTunes, type in your keyword, and start looking for different episodes that are relevant to you. Have a listen to those episodes, look at the titles, listen to what they're covering. Are there ideas that you can glean from those episodes that are going to give you some great content ideas for your posts, etc.? And also in here, you'll find when you come into iTunes, it also brings up things like audiobooks and books. Many years ago, for content ideas, I haven't done it for a while, I used to go into Amazon and look at the content section of a book, and it would just give me a whole list of ideas of different blog posts and stuff I could write within my specific niche. So all the ideas out there, it's just about you going, looking for that inspiration, and then tweaking it and making sure that you can make it uniquely yours. All right, tip number 7, I have left the best till last, and these are content generation idea sites. These are sites that just basically pull up content ideas for you. So you type in your keyword, and it pops up with potential titles. So what the world would be like if email marketing didn't exist. Why email marketing will change your life. If you read one article about email marketing, read this one. I mean, these are great blog titles. I'm going to totally be using these. Once again, you can just come in here, type in your keywords and start getting some inspiration. And I have got 4 of these to show you. So this is the HubSpot one. This one is called portent.com. This is the HubSpot one. Once again, you just type in your keyword and it brings up all these different titles. This one is Inbound Now, and again you just click for 5 email marketing books you need to read, worst email marketing mistakes and how to fix them. See where you're going with this? It's brilliant. And then this one is Tweak Your Biz Title Generator, and again you just put in your keyword and it just brings up all these lists of different titles that you can use for your content, whatever that might be. So these are great little sites, and I will obviously put the links to all of these sites below this video. So there you have it. By now you should have hundreds of content ideas. In fact, you might have so many that you're overwhelmed. So here's a bonus tip before you go, and that is to put them into topic groups. So for instance, for Helen's business email marketing, you might have email marketing for beginners and all your content for that. You might have technical tips like platforms and software. You might have best practices. You might have case studies. And then what you do is you create those kind of themes, and then you start to create content based underneath those themes. So I hope that today has been super helpful. Make sure now you've got all this list of ideas. You go back to episode 105, how to create a content strategy, so you know exactly what to do with all of that content to make sure that you can publish and get it out there in a consistent way and build a huge audience of fantastic fans. Thanks very much for watching. Have an amazing week, whatever you're doing. I'm off for a swim or a surf or something crazy. As always, live on purpose and of course, make it happen. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It literally takes a tenth of a second to hit those little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors. So please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a microangel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast. And in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.